A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Letters under a repeating pattern of metallic shapes read GMP. Pale green leaves sprout on a tree. Linden Productions. An orange neon W flares to life. Text across it reads, Wonderland. The full moon shines in a cloudy sky. Text appears. Netflix presents. The title appears in red and white letters. Family Switch.
You ready, honey? Here we go.
Born ready. Come on.
Okay, they're going to be so surprised and excited. Straighten your cane.
Yeah.
Ready? A 5, 6, 7, 8.
A brown-haired, middle-aged white couple dances into a living room. They wear outfits with candy cane stripes. She wears a candy cane tiara. He wears a floppy hat in the shape of a candy cane. They perform a synchronized dance. They end in a pose of her standing behind him, facing a couch. A pale French bulldog, a blonde teen girl, a baby, and a teen boy with dark curly hair sit on the couch and ignore them. The girl uses her phone. The teen boy wears a VR headset.
Hey, kids, it's time for the annual Christmas video.
Not right now, Mom.
What are you talking about? You used to love these.
Yeah, the keyword being used to. I think we're a little too old for that. It's kind of embarrassing.
How about you, buddy? Come on, Wyatt, can you hear me? Grab your guitar. Let's do this.
Dad, you just made me die in the dwarf mines.
How about joining us in the physical world for a minute?
5 minutes.
I tried the physical realm. I will take the digital realm.
Miles. You with us, buddy?
Miles.
The baby covers his face.
Pickles.
Where is Pickles?
The bulldog pees near a Christmas tree.
Oh, God.
Pickles.
The tree is not your territory.
Oh, honey, watch out. Your cane. You're hooked.
Oh. String lights catch on the man's candy cane hat, pulling him down. The tree lands atop him. Later, in a bedroom, the brown-haired man slowly pulls a long piece of tinsel out of his ear. He retches. The brown-haired woman joins him.
Hey, Bill. When did this family give up on Christmas?
New rule in this house, no more tinsel.
I mean, Cece used to just love making those holiday videos.
I mean, this stuff just gets everywhere.
And Wyatt was a natural performer. He had moves like Jagger.
How does so much pee come out of that tiny little dog?
I worry that we're all kind of disconnected.
I'm sorry. Did you ask me something?
Hmm?
What?
Sorry?
Hmm?
Sorry.
I can't hear. What?
No.
Oh. Okay. Good night.
He wears headphones. She wears a CPAP mask.
Good morning, Los Angeles. Only 3 days till Christmas and another hot holiday season here in the Southland. Don't forget us, Santa Claus. 76 degrees and the mercury is rising. Speaking of mercury, make sure to look at the sky tonight for a once-in-a-lifetime planetary alignment. And, of course, keep listening to 99.3 KMCG to catch the Christmas spirit.
Okay, really, really good ideas, team, but don't do anything without me. And I'll get after it when I get in. Cece.
In a bedroom.
Oh, my goodness. Do you think it's good for you to live like this?
Mom, I'm trying to get ready for my game right now. I really don't need a clean room lecture.
It all ties together. A disorganized room means a
disorganized mind, yes, I know.
It affects everything, including your soccer. And more importantly, your grades.
Look, if I hope to play for the national team one day, I need to focus on practice, not cleaning my room. Heads up!
Cece kicks a ball to her mom, who catches it.
You're really not supposed to use your hands.
In the kitchen, 12 minutes.
Hey, Bill.
Bill sits in a convertible in a garage with his eyes closed. In a vision, he sports shoulder-length blonde hair and rocks out on a guitar.
Bill!
You okay? Yes. What? No, I'm just hanging out. You know how much the baby loves the Camaro.
Oh, the baby.
There's mommy.
So are you going to drive this to work now that it's done? Show it off?
Are you kidding me? You put this much time into a car, you don't drive it? I mean, you barely even touch it. You just bask in its power and beauty.
When you're done basking, can you please make sure Wyatt is up and dressed and in the kitchen ready for the meeting?
In his room, Wyatt checks notes, then addresses one of several men on a video chat.
Spock, your work was impeccable as always, but I figured out why that lens you fabricated isn't refracting properly. You forgot to square the C.
Your work is exquisite.
No, my 1999 PSA graded 10 Holo Charizard is exquisite.
I am envious of that card, indeed.
Wyatt, family meeting downstairs, let's go! Who's this? Are these your smart friends? The Algebros?
Guys, I gotta go. Spock, tell Elon he owes me another one.
So, I was just thinking, maybe after school today, we can hang out. I can teach you how to drive.
Gasoline engines are an abuse of science. And you know this. I'm too scared to drive. I'm also in the middle of a lot of prep for my Yale interview. I really can't slack off.
Totally get it.
Can you help me with this problem? I'm kidding. You can't help me.
No, I can't.
Okay, I'm calling this meeting to order. We have a major few days ahead of us. Cece, do I have your attention?
Yeah, I'm just looking for my homework.
Looking for your homework like a completed assignment or like school starts in 20 minutes and you need to get started?
That'll be option B, Mom.
When do you find out if you got into college early? I would really love to help you pack.
I detect sarcasm, which is universally regarded as the lowest form of humor.
Let's move this along. You know, if we talk too much, he just clenches up.
Right. Tomorrow is a big, big day for the Walkers. We have Wyatt's Yale interview, Cece's championship soccer game. I have my huge presentation at work.
And don't forget about the planetarium today after school.
Right. I was just getting to that. We're all going to Wyatt's thing.
I have band practice. Remember, Dad or Alive is playing at the school holiday party? This could be my second chance.
I really don't want to go to Wyatt's boring thing.
It's only a quintuple planetary alignment. It's a galactic confluence of the highest order of magnitude. It's my interstellar white whale.
Okay, seriously, who's his real father?
Look, you guys might not care about Christmas, but I do. So, we are all going to the planetarium this afternoon. I have a cute holiday sweater. I want a picture. We are gonna make a happy memory as a family.
Can this meeting be adjourned?
Meeting adjourned.
Teens gather outside a high school. Inside, Cece joins a group of girls. Wyatt eyes a group of boys down the hall, including a large, curly-haired boy.
Yo, don't put hands on the money.
Hey, hey! Again! I am a Spartan!
Where the hell is he?
I'm the Spartan!
Wyatt rolls across the hall. A woman passes with a book cart. He grabs on and rides down the hall. Wyatt lets go and straightens. He enters a room, then comes out through a different doorway. He climbs onto the top of a trophy case. He crawls to the other end, passing the boys unnoticed. Wyatt jumps down and looks around. He watches with a dreamy expression as a tall, brown-haired white girl walks past.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do.
The curly-haired boy gets in front of Wyatt.
Oh, whoa, whoa, Walker! You're standing in the hallway and staring at Ariana?
Yo, Ariana! Yeah. Dude, this kid's trying to creep, bro!
I'm sorry, I promise.
The curly-haired boy smacks Wyatt to the floor.
You just got obliterated, son!
Wyatt looks around at the watching students, then flees. He enters a bathroom and hurries into a stall. He sits on the toilet and hugs his bag to his chest. In a classroom, Bill conducts a school band.
One, two, three. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, okay. Cut for a second. There's tension. Do you feel the tension in this room? We gotta be loose. We gotta toss your music. Toss your sheet music. Get rid of it. Emma. Why are you raising your hand? Embrace the anarchy. Just call it out. What do you got?
How are we supposed to play the song without sheet music?
How did Luke Skywalker blow up the Death Star without his targeting computer?
I don't know what that means. I was born in 2008.
Okay. Baxter?
He used the Force.
Yes! What's the Force? The Force is this enigmatic energy that's inside all of us, and it's good. Guys, you're in a band. You're not individual players. You guys are a thing. You're one thing. So get out of your heads and get into everyone's heart. You, walk a mile in her shoes. Walk a mile in his shoes. Everybody just try to feel what it means to be a collective. Now, come on. Let's give Jack White the honor he deserves. Go.
Ba, 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 ba.
Drums, please.
Yeah.
Melody, strings. Woodwinds, bring it up. Let's go. Who's feeling it? Oh, boy. Cymbals, get ready. Cymbals. Did you feel that? What? Something's going on. I gotta take just a second. McCracken, you're in charge. Run through Jingle Bells. I'll be right back.
Bill joins three teachers in the hall.
Guys, what's up with the emergency Dad or Alive meeting? Do not tell me, Lake, that you sprained your whammy wrist again.
No, we heard from a little TV show called So You Think You Can Rock?
What?
We got the audition! Yeah!
Guys, do not mess with me. I'm super fragile right now.
There's a TV crew coming here to the school dance on Friday for a live broadcast.
Dad or Alive is about to be famous!
What?!
This is insane!
Incredible.
Come on! Yeah.
The brown-haired woman, Jess, pulls up in front of a small office building. A scruffy blonde man dances toward her and raps.
Acting your stacks, especially in the back, brother. Won't thank your mother for a butt like that. You're a shotgun. Bang! What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang?
Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. You're gonna have to work harder than that to stump me on iconic ladies of the 90s, Gus Gus.
So good.
All your faves.
Thanks.
Inside.
Would they be holiday cookies without M&Ms? Please, give me some credit.
Ah!
There she is. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Triple shot juggernaut remix just the way you like it, boss.
Oat milk.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We learned.
You believe this, boss? My son's snake bit me. That's what I get for trusting the pet store. They told me it was harmless. Turns out to be a water moccasin. I'm so afraid it's gonna ruin the pitch.
No, not at all. I mean, you can barely even see it.
No one will notice.
A woman sports a forehead welt.
Is that who I think it is?
A bearded black man with short, dark hair approaches. He locks elbows with Jess and spins. They perform a complex secret handshake, then embrace.
Are you ready for the pitch?
I am now, Glenn. These are for you.
Oh,
your favorites.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So the Molson Group called to confirm tomorrow's pitch, and Mr. Haynes wants to set a meeting with you and the partners. His words, after we close this deal, you're about to become the first female partner in the history of this firm.
If I close Molson.
Oh, you will.
Well, not if Steve sneaks it out from under me. Hey, Steve.
Jess. Wow, I love your haircut. It kind of makes your nose look smaller.
Did you review the pitch document I sent you?
Oh, yes, I did. And I gotta say, I love reviewing your work. It just makes me feel more intelligent.
Any notes?
No.
Let's knock them dead in there tomorrow, all right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Two thoroughbreds. And by the way, we close the deal, somebody's making partner. Partner. Good luck.
Jess steps away. Steve eyes Kara.
Oh, you wish. Just want you to know your team is here to help.
Oh, you guys are the best, but I think I've got it under control.
I know. You always like to do everything yourself.
Yeah. You're so sweet, but ultimately, it is my responsibility.
Aye, Captain.
On a soccer field.
It's Christmas time.
There we go, CC. Take it down the field.
CC weaves between defenders with the ball.
Literally the best soccer player I have ever seen. No offense.
She turns her back on a defender and flicks it over the girl's head. She kicks it into the corner of the goal past a diving keeper.
Yes! Hey! Walker! War of 1812 called it once its cannon back.
Thanks,
that
Kurt.
Is a foot. Do I have a surprise for you? The scout for the national team is coming to the game tomorrow.
Are you serious?
Now, your mom's not going to be happy because you'd have to leave home, but this is an opportunity of a lifetime. You play a flawless game and we win, you got nothing to worry about. So do that. Don't do what I did when I had my shot and thought about everything that could go wrong. Can mean the difference between international athletic glory, coaching high school soccer, and teaching science.
Cece pats her coach's arm.
Thank you, I appreciate that. So just be yourself tomorrow, all right?
Okay.
And everything will be fine.
Yeah, everything will be fine.
I'm proud of you. You got this. National team? See, this is freaking huge.
Ava, it's time to go. Mommy's late for her microdermabrasion appointment.
Okay, Mom. What do you think your mom will say about this?
She'll say, I am Jess Walker, definitely a human and not a robot. It is mathematically more favorable to give up on your dreams in favor of a boring life. Identical to mine.
Cece Bear, hi, honey. It's time to hit the road. The planets wait for no one.
Well,
Cece and Ava do a secret handshake later at Griffith Observatory.
Hello, I am Angelica, and I have come to town. I have just what you need for Christmas. Get a reading during the planetary alignment. It will be magic. Ah, this family looks like it could use a little Christmas magic.
She says this to every family. We should go, guys. Thank you so much.
Stressed out, Mama. I bet you work too hard.
How does she know that, Mom?
Because if she said dad worked too hard, it would be sexist. It's not magic, it's performative liberalism. But we are on borrowed time with this baby. We need to go.
We're just here for the alignment thing.
Okay. So. Just remember to open your hearts and view things through the lens of one another.
Yeah.
That will give you the very thing you need.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Come on.
Cece lingers and smiles at Angelica, then moves away with her family. They head inside. Frisco's adorn the domed ceiling and panels along the walls.
Oh, we're gonna grab a snack. See you in the telescope room.
Quiet! Why are you tripping?
A massive pendulum swings in a depressed section of the floor. Jess carries Miles as she walks with Cece.
Mom, let me buy you some ice cream.
Buy me some ice cream? Well, you know I struggle with dairy.
That's because you hold it in, Mom. Just gotta let it rip. Everybody farts.
I don't.
Why would you torture yourself? Just eat some ice cream and live in your body.
Hey, why are you being so nice to me?
Can't a daughter buy her mother some ice cream without raising suspicion?
Not really, no.
There's a scout from the national team coming to the game tomorrow, and coach thinks I have a pretty good shot of making it.
Oh, congratulations.
But if I made it, I would have to leave home next year.
What about college? Cece, I know how much soccer means to you.
Do you?
Trust me, I know. I wasn't much older than you. I was Junior Olympics.
I know, Mom. And I'm really sorry that you had to give up your career because you hurt your shoulder, but this is completely different.
It's not. I had to start completely from scratch. I'm just trying to protect you from that. Honey, if you just applied yourself...
I hate when you say apply myself, Mom. We are different people. You literally just want me to be you. It's suffocating.
Cece.
Wyatt and Bill wait in line.
Big Yale interview tomorrow. You nervous?
Very, very nervous. I'm afraid it might trigger my glossophobia.
Well, buddy, I didn't know you were scared of shiny things.
That's the fear of public speaking, Dad.
Right, right. Well, hey, you know what? Just pretend like it's our family holiday Christmas video. When you're with the family, you don't get so afraid. You used to crush those. There's a fearless performer in there. I know it, right? But it does beg the question, you sure you're ready for college? Right? I mean, you're just a freshman. You still got a lot of living to do. All I know is I would do anything to be in your shoes right now.
Perhaps that's why you chose a career that brings you back to the source of your fond memories.
Wyatt holds pickles.
Whoa.
Bill makes a mind-blown gesture.
Excuse me.
Cece, Jess, and Miles join them.
This was fun.
Mom thinks I have such an easy life, but she literally has no idea what it's like to be me.
Yeah, I can relate. Dad expects me to have the same jocular, devil-may-care high school experience that he did, but the problem is I'm not him.
What did we do so wrong as parents that our two teenagers want to leave home?
Bill, this could be our last Christmas together.
The alignment's about to start. Come on.
In a telescope room.
Next group, please.
Wyatt eyes a huge white telescope. He goes up a staircase and looks through the telescope, observing several planets in alignment.
This is actually not about you. This is about
my white whale. It's incredible.
Yeah, Wyatt, I just really would appreciate it.
Maybe you can just your brother and your family. It's never what we want to do.
There's not a care in the world. You get up, you have a little Gatorade.
I wish you could be me.
I would love for you to be me for one day. You wouldn't make it to lunch.
You understand how much effort I put into everything.
Gotta think about my job. I would love for you to know what it's like to be me.
Believe it or not, I was young once.
What, like 10,000 years ago?
Honestly, I want to be you. I would kill to eat a dozen donuts and just have it burn right off.
What I want to do is take a picture, Bill. I want to take a picture.
Yeah, okay.
Great, picture. Okay.
Below, Angelica smiles and waves at them.
What?
Would you take a picture of my family, please?
Oh, it would be my pleasure.
Cece, deliver this. With a smile, the nice attitude.
I'd drink my own vomit.
Thank you. So, you just follow what I ask. Go up, like that. Don't be naughty. Up, up. You go to the right, you go to the left. Good, good. Okay, Papa, suck it in. Your tummy is, you know, it's... Yeah, just put the doggy in front of it. Okay. All right. Everybody say... Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Angelica takes a picture. A light flashes in her eye. In space, a bright white energy surges across the planets as they come into perfect alignment. A beam of light shoots across the planets and down through the telescope. The walkers wince and turn away. A stiff wind ruffles their hair and clothing. Jess's heel slips off the viewing platform. Her sweater catches on the telescope's eyepiece. The others fall off the platform. Jess dangles as the telescope swivels. Angelica smirks. Jess drops to the floor. The telescope pivots. The eyepiece falls and breaks apart on the floor. A small glass lens spins and comes to rest. Miles reaches for it.
Walkers, everybody okay?
Did we just break the telescope?
Mom, are you kidding me?
Are you okay?
This is so embarrassing. Wait,
is everyone okay?
Mom, this is so embarrassing.
Let's get out of here.
The scene fades to black. At home, the lights outside the Walker's house flicker. The aligned planets glow brightly in the dark sky. Tree branches sway in a breeze before the full moon. A candle blows out. In the morning, Jess lies in bed with her CPAP mask on.
Quiet! Pecos! Pecos, be...
She opens her eyes and stares at the mask. She frantically pulls it off her face. Beside her, Bill scrambles to remove his headphones and sleep mask. Jess touches her ears. They look toward each other.
How'd you get past my security system? What are you doing in my bed?
You're in my bed.
They look around.
Why am I in your bed, Mom?
They jump out of bed and face each other from opposite sides.
Why are you calling me Mom, Dad?
Because
you're Dad, Dad.
Stop calling
me Mom, Dad.
I'm not Dad. Yes, you...
What is all that yelling? Bill... Will you please tell... Oh!
Cece falls out of bed. She rises groggily. She stumbles as her foot slips on a soccer ball.
Oh, Cece, I told you to clean up the balls.
She catches sight of her reflection in a full-length mirror. Cece shakes her head slightly and touches her face as she moves closer to the mirror. Her brow creases. She runs her hands over her hair and examines her reflection. In Bill and Jess's room.
Either the multiverse is real, and we have passed through a sub-branching membrane of an Einstein-Rosen bridge into a parallel reality.
You don't sound like Dad.
Or we have fallen asleep, and this is just a dream, and we have to wake up.
Okay.
Slap me.
Sure.
Father Christmas!
Jess slaps Bill.
Whoa!
Very sorry, Dad.
Cece rushes in.
What is happening?
That's me.
Cece?
Mom? What?
Me, Familia! What a night!
I know I'm getting old when I drink one glass of vino and I wake up in Wy Guy's Betty Pie.
Wyatt's smile fades as he faces his parents.
Something's not right.
The walkers look into a nearby mirror. Jess, as Cece, speaks.
Cece?
Cece, as Jess.
Mom?
Bill, as Wyatt.
Wyatt?
Wyatt, as Bill.
Dad.
In the kitchen.
Cece, any luck?
No. This is a completely unique and original situation that has literally never happened before.
Right? I mean, no kid has ever just woken up big.
Yeah, it's so freaky.
You're telling me I'm 17 again.
I'm 13 going on 30.
Look, guys, we can all agree that we can't go out like this. So I say we just go upstairs, listen to Nirvana, and chill. Right?
Oh, no, I have my Molson pitch this morning. If I'm not there, I can kiss my partnership goodbye.
Oh, my Yale interview.
Oh, and I have Dad, our live practice. I can't miss that.
You're not playing my game. And I'm not playing like this. Oh, God. Hey, remember when the planets lined up? There was a crazy flash. That's gotta be it, right?
And when we were looking at it?
You said you have no idea how hard my life is. I'd love to be you. And then you said...
We'll never know what it's like to be me.
We've got to get to the telescope so we can switch back.
What's wrong with Pickles?
Outside, Pickles walks on his hind legs.
What's going on with Miles?
Miles eats frantically and pants like a dog.
Miles is Pickles.
Pickles is Miles. Pickles!
The walkers rush outside.
Pickles.
Miles, as Pickles, runs up a rock and leaps over a hedge.
Miles! Go! Go!
The walkers rush back inside. In slow motion, Miles runs across the front lawn. The walkers chase after him. Cece flails her arms and shouts something as she runs. Miles gallops down the sidewalk.
I think I just peed a little. One of the many joys of childbirth. You can thank yourself for that.
I feel like Spider-Man.
Bill does a cartwheel.
Where's Wyatt?
Cramps! Cramps! Ow! I think I tore a quaddy. I tore both quaddies. Ow!
The walkers, minus Wyatt, chase Miles down the sidewalk. A large pickup truck backs down a driveway ahead.
Miles
runs beneath the pickup. On the far side, a fair-haired white man picks him up.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you so much.
Three poodles sit nearby.
You are such a considerate neighbor. Thank you so much for saving my baby. I mean, my dog.
Just give me my child.
Let go. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Ralph.
Perhaps Elish in the future and a bath?
Oh, my third-born child. Oh, what would I do?
He's a special dog.
Are you in there?
And Jess, if it would ever please you, I would love to train your dog. The dog needs the alpha energy, which,
Rolf eyes Wyatt as he catches up.
Bill does not possess.
What?
Discipline?
He gestures to the poodles, then to the walkers.
Chaos.
Okay. Thank you, Rolf. Noted.
Thank you.
Good day.
Have a wonderful day, walkers.
And the leash.
Jess, as Cece, examines her reflection.
I literally have no pores.
Ow, Mom!
Hurts to be.
Well, Mom, check out your biscuit.
Who knew you were such a big booty, Jenny?
Cece. Jess eyes a soccer ball tattoo on her ankle.
Cece Walker, you have a tattoo?
At least it's a cute little owl, right?
She mouths owl with a confused expression. Jess turns and examines an owl tattoo on the back of her shoulder. Cece, as Jess pulls a pair of biker shorts up over her stomach.
This, we gotta cover. All over the face, don't miss a spot, just like that.
Wyatt wears a shaving cream beard.
Okay.
Is that...
Yeah, Wyatt, okay. It's fine. You're perfect.
Okay, Dad, why am I so itchy? I'm like all over my... What is...
He lifts his shirt.
Oh, Dad, your nipples are so hairy.
Oh, stop.
Oh, no high school girl's ever gonna date this.
Cece watches.
Barf.
She wears baggy clothes. Jess wears a clean-cut outfit.
Oh, absolutely not, Cece.
No, you cannot wear that to school. I will
die.
You
think you're wearing this to my work?
You look like an American Girl doll.
Are those your father's gym shorts?
No. Is this Nancy Pelosi?
You have paint on your jacket.
Because you're an artist. You should be able to dress like one.
No, but I can't hope to be made partner looking like a teeny bopper.
Yeah, you gotta bow down to the patriarchy, don't you, Mom? Just dress for the male gaze.
Oh, you and your ideals. Well, let me tell you something. Ideals don't pay the bills.
Did you pluck my eyebrows?
No. Yes. Look, I think we can both agree that we don't want to ruin each other's lives today.
Good luck with that, Mom.
When you get home, you can change back into whatever this is, but please, honey, not for my pitch. You cannot wear this.
All right.
Okay.
Deal.
Deal.
But can you un-Martha Stewart the zing-zang?
Don't because... give me that. All right, walkers, let's get to the telescope and wish this back to normal.
Bill wears a leather jacket and holds car keys.
What are you doing?
Gonna drive?
No, you will not. You look like you're six.
What are we gonna do?
The walkers shift their gazes. Pickles as Miles points.
What?
The walkers ride electric scooters down a sidewalk. Pickles and Miles ride in baby carriers strapped to Cece and Wyatt's chests. Jess glances off to the side. Bill looks over his shoulder. In the telescope room at Griffith Observatory, two maintenance workers stand on the viewing platform. One, a round-faced black man with dark hair, looks up as the walkers enter. His name tag reads Zach.
Oh, I'm sorry, but the exhibit's closed. Some clumsy family came in and knocked over the telescope last night. And you know they was white because black people don't create problems like this.
You can fix all this, right?
Can we fix it? Doesn't it say maintenance on my shirt?
Okay, how long will it take?
About 4 or 5 hours of work.
Okay. Yes.
I'd say a week, week and a half.
Guys, I got it. All right, don't worry. Sir, if you can have this up and running for me by tonight, make it worth your while.
How much cheddar are we talking about, little player?
Second, you guys got any cheddar?
I don't have cheddar.
I don't have any cheddar. Cheese, no.
Cheese.
No,
slight. Do you take Zell?
Zell? That's if I take Zell. Hell yeah, I take Zell.
Yeah, oh, great. Right.
We'll have it up and running for you tonight. We will not rest until it's done. Let's get some lunch.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Okay.
At home.
Thanks for your help, Rolf. This family just has a really challenging day ahead of us.
You have nothing to worry about. Your puppy and your baby are in very capable hands.
Miles licks Rolf's cheek.
Rolf, have you ever been around a baby before?
Yes, of course I have. I was a baby myself once.
Okay, off you go, boys.
Rolf sets Miles and Pickles down. Miles, as Pickles, walks on his hind legs. Pickles, as Miles, lies in a doggy bed.
As you can see, I have already placed the baby down for a nap.
Auf Wiedersehen, tschüssi.
Rolf mimes walking away with his fingers. Later, Cece and Jess pull up outside Jess's office on scooters. Jess holds a pair of stiletto heels.
Okay.
They eye Gus sitting on a stool outside.
This skirt is so tight and itchy. I don't know how you wear it. It's like I'm shrink-wrapped in fiberglass.
Stop touching it. Look at me. Focus. We've got this. You look like me. You sound like me. You act like... Oh, Cece, what did you eat?
Sorry, I pounded a Gatorade on the way over here.
Just put the shoes on.
Wearing the heels, Cece staggers.
Oh, my lead. Get this. Oh, okay, this is Gus. Please say hello to him. Hello, Gus.
I'm just a bachelor, bow, bow, looking for a partner, bow, bow. Someone who knows how to ride without even falling.
Cece shifts her gaze. Gus gestures to her. She shimmies.
Let's do it.
Okay.
No, you got it. Mom, my pony. We don't do that. Thank you, guys.
It's pony, genuine.
Thank you.
Where's your car?
Inside, Cece and Jess head upstairs.
We can do this. Just keep on.
Cece rolls her ankle. She tumbles down the stairs. She lands hard at the bottom and gapes. Jess hurries down to her with wide eyes.
Come here. Come here. Just shake it off.
I got it.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm fine.
Shake it off.
Oh my God, Cece, what are you doing here?
Hi.
Kara goes to take Cece's purse. Cece keeps hold.
Is this like a new game? Like,
this is my assistant, Kara. Just give it back.
Sorry about that, Carrie.
Kara.
Kara, sorry. I'm just out of it. I hit the hard stuff a little too hard last night.
Yeah, girl, congratulations!
Girl, finally!
They face the woman with the forehead welt.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yes.
No.
I gotta squeeze it.
What?
Just get in there.
Cece squeezes the woman Simone's welt.
No! That is how things scar.
Is that who I think it is?
Glenn moves toward them with his fist held up. Cece kicks him in the groin. He collapses.
Damn. I'm sorry.
You can't do that.
You can't do that, and you're gonna get kicked.
Oh, Jess, big day, Jess. Everybody's waiting. Don't let us down.
She'll be right there.
I like it.
Who's this creature?
Oh, I'm her daughter, Cece.
Oh, I can see the resemblance. You got a big nose, too.
Oh, do you see his nose? We just need 1 second to prepare.
I can't believe I thought we could pull this off.
Yeah, what happened to Miss I Got This?
Oh, she fell down the steps, Mom. Just give me a second.
I'm nervous. I need chocolate. I need chocolate. No cards.
Okay. Oh.
Jess writes on note cards. Cece finds chocolate ice cream. She opens it and grabs a spoon.
Oh, yeah.
She takes large bites with her back to Jess. She glances over her shoulder. Cece puts the ice cream away before Jess turns toward her.
Oh, my God. Very good.
Okay, Cece, look at me. I wrote the entire presentation on note cards. All you have to do is read them.
I don't know the first thing about architecture, Mom.
We're walkers, and walkers never quit.
Not true. We always turn a movie off before it's over.
All you have to do is walk into that meeting and read them. Be a boss.
Be a boss.
Uh-huh. Be a boss.
Be a boss. Let's go.
At school.
Whoa. Dad, you can't just walk out there. Keep your head down. Make eye contact with no one.
What?
Now, you're about to run the gauntlet.
What?
But it's very critical that you don't stay in one place less than 4 seconds or more than 7 seconds.
All right. So, yo, Ruggles, what's up, man? Heck of a game last Friday. Seriously, man, you look like Aaron Donald out there.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
I got you.
I rolled my ass off.
Oh, dude, I bet.
Bill slaps Ruggles' backside. Ruggles shoots him a confused look.
Yeah. So,
what are you doing?
I got some news for you, okay? Your dad happens to be the toast, and high school's kind of my jam.
Food metaphors have no place here, Dad. This is life and death.
I got it.
up, ladies. How are we?
Phil dances with three cheerleaders. Wyatt watches him from around the corner, wearing a mortified expression. Phil high-fives another student and a mascot. Someone passes him a basketball. He throws it back. At the Walker's house, Rolf opens a fridge. Pickles as Miles trots in on all fours and knocks over a trash can. He eats the contents.
We don't eat garbage. That's not healthy. No. Stop it. That's the water for the doggy. No doggy water. No. Nine.
Pickles drinks from a dog bowl. Miles as Pickles sits on a potty training toilet. Rolf watches him with wide eyes. Miles' ears perk up.
We'll give you your privacy.
At Jess's office, people wait in a conference room.
If you want me to take over, I can take over.
Oh, there she is. Right, not on time.
Cece and Jess enter.
Yeah, all right. Peter, I'd like to thank you and everyone at the Molson Group for taking time to come in today.
Spartan.
Love you.
Love that.
Our project leader and all-around superstar, Jess Walker, is going to be leading us through the presentation. Jess, we're ready. Yes. You're going to like it.
Cece steps up to the head of the table and glances at Jess, who mimes taking a breath.
Thank you for being here today.
Yes.
I'm going to get started. First, I'd like to thank you for coming today. Second, I'd like to talk about this firm, because here at this firm, we want to exceed expectations.
Steve gestures down.
We want to combine beauty and function and innovation. Here at this firm, we have no experienced buildings. We have experienced buildings.
Is she okay?
She's fine. Here at this firm, at Atlas.
The cards.
We have
cards.
I know, but my eyes don't work.
Glasses.
Okay.
Cece puts on glasses and bends over the note cards.
Okay.
She spills coffee all over them.
I got it.
Hang on. Don't panic.
The ink blurs.
Hang on.
Okay, not to worry.
You know what, Jess? Why don't I just jump in right here?
No!
I'm sorry? Really?
Sorry. Continue.
What's going on?
I'm going to talk about the building itself. That's what matters.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Yep.
There's a roof, and there are walls. There's a church. Here is the steeple. Open the door. See all the people.
Jess frowns. Kara gapes.
Hey, you know what? You're lucky, because let me tell you, I like to laugh as much as the next person.
You do.
No, not really. Oh. All right. You know what? We're done here. Thank you.
Peter.
Tell him to pull the car around, please.
No, wait. I think what my mom is trying to say is that we blend form and function while using the south buttress as a tiered garden while also supporting the central arcade.
Who's this intelligent young woman?
Oh, I'm her daughter. And any intelligence I have is purely because of the way my mother raised me.
All right, open that thing up. Let me see.
What is going on with you?
I don't know. I think the ice cream in the break room was expired.
No. Ice cream in the break room?
I'm lactose intolerant. That means you're lactose intolerant. Oh, it's so bad. I don't think I can hold it in.
Oh, yes, you can. You want to know why? There are 40 years of farts in that stomach. You will not let them out on the most important day of my career.
I don't want to let them out. I don't want to
breathe.
I'm not going to let them out.
Jess, why don't you just continue to tell Mr. Molson about the presentation?
Yeah. I've got it, sorry.
Cece knits her brow.
I have to live in my body, I'm sorry!
Mr. Molson shoots a look at Jess's boss, Haynes. On a bus, Cece drinks pink stomach medicine.
She's really sorry.
She and Jess step off.
I cannot believe my entire future just blew up right in front of me.
That was in the past. We have to focus on the present. You have to play soccer for me.
The account, my partnership.
Why didn't you ask some of those people for help? Don't they all work for you?
Yes, Cece, technically, but ultimately it is my responsibility to...
Okay, whatever. Listen up. You can stand on the side, you can run around, but if anyone passes you the ball, for the love of God, just pass it right back.
Cece, I think I can handle that.
Mom, whatever you do, try not to be weird with my friends.
Cece, believe it or not, I was actually pretty cool in high school.
I'm gonna go with her or not.
Inside the school, Jess walks slowly down a hall, glancing nervously back and forth.
Hey! You got this, Cece! Kick some butt today.
Butt will be kicked.
Good luck today, Cece.
Thank you.
Go, Cece! Go, Cece! Go, Cece! Go, Cece! Go, Cece! Go, Cece!
Thank you.
Ava pulls Jess aside.
Everything okay, Cece? You seem a little stressed.
No, I'm fine. I just don't really like the rough housing.
Right. By the way, how are you liking the tattoo? I'm getting mine this weekend.
Ava, do not. It was completely irresponsible and irrational decision, and I regretted it immediately.
Did your mom see it? I bet she freaked.
No. As a good mother, should she hold space for all her children's mistakes?
That's hilarious. You sound just like her.
I am Jess Walker, mother of the century, and I hold space for all of my children's mistakes.
Jess gapes.
Come on. Bus is leaving. It's game time, girl.
At home, Pickles runs across the furniture. Rolf answers his phone.
Yes?
Hey, Rolf, it's Cece. How's it going?
It's a tremendous challenge, but I'll fix it. Have no fear. Rolf is here.
What do you mean, a tremendous challenge? It's a child and a dog. Just make sure they're safe, okay?
I will apply myself that much more firmly.
I don't have to be firm. Just keep it together, okay? We'll be there after the game.
I must leave you now. The training continues. Ciao, ciao.
Rolf!
Pickles choose a dog toy at a large soccer stadium.
Welcome, everybody. It's a beautiful day here at BMO Stadium.
The Lucy Jones Unicorns are going up against their arch rivals, the Broadwick Daredevils, for the Southern California Championship.
Come on, Unicorn!
The Unicorns are led by their captain, Cece Walker. She was All-American her freshman year and has been receiving accolades ever since.
But let's not forget about the Daredevils. They got their own secret weapons. Giselle and Alyssa Thompson, the Switchblade Sisters. But I didn't say it.
Come on, Mom, don't let me down.
In the stands, Cece eyes a man with a clipboard.
I think I see Alex Sullivan. That's a scout for the U.S. national team.
Ava's mom joins Cece.
Hey, girl!
Huh?
Oh, my gosh. Want to get it together? See you. Hey, Miss Jacob. Hey, Carrie. Hi, Carrie. Oh, my God, I love this backwards cap vibe. Very festive, very game day.
Just a little stressed today, actually.
Well, guess what? Brought us a little game day vino.
Fine.
Yeah!
No, I'm focused on the game, but thank you.
Ah, right, I forgot. She's a super mom. She focuses on the game.
She knows all the players' names. I don't know anyone's name.
At school, Wyatt peeks into a room. Bill casually looks inside.
Ah, you're so not prepared for this, Dad.
What? I'm fine, okay? I went to college. I can do a college interview.
You went to Arizona State University. This is Yale.
Yeah, well, some would say that Arizona State is the Yale of Southwest Tempe.
A fair-haired man emerges.
Wyatt.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He's Wyatt. I'm a man. I'm an adult man with an adult body hair. I'm just like you.
Actually, I'm Scandinavian. I'm surprisingly hairless. Is your name Wyatt?
No, because I'm a man. And Wyatt is a child. This is Wyatt.
Okay, then. We're ready for you.
Okay, I'll be right in. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh my God, man, get a grip. What are we doing? All right, relax, okay? Hey, when we play Jeopardy, who always wins?
Me.
Okay, yeah, well, besides you.
Mom.
Okay, well, I beat Cece, don't I?
She never even watches with us.
Okay, when we watch Is It Cake? I'm always the first one to guess if it's cake or not.
You are freakishly good at that.
Thank you. Now wish me luck, okay?
At the game.
90 minutes, 90 minutes, 90 minutes, 90 minutes.
Jess looks around nervously, then kicks off.
And away we go!
Unicorn, come on, Uni!
And her first touch is...
She catches the ball.
Literally touching the ball with her hands.
She caught the ball.
The ref beckons to Jess. Cece eyes the scout.
She caught it. Oh, God, are you gonna be okay?
You saw her catch it. What is she doing?
She hits a man's shoulder.
She's hitting today. The trick is, you watch it on a tablet, and then you can screen grab an image and zoom in on it. Once you see those brush marks, that's how you know it's cake. Don't spill.
Yeah, we're gonna snap.
Bill sits backward on a chair facing the interview panel.
Is this flash dance? Wyatt, just as a courtesy, if you want to start this over.
Oh, please, no.
No? You want to hit save on...
Yeah.
Oh,
The body language is all wrong.
That is not enjoyment. That is judgment.
Hey, Mr. Walker.
And then Dave Grohl joined the band, and they recorded Nevermind in the spring of 1991.
Ariana!
Is that Wyatt in there?
Yes. yeah. Wyatt's in there. He's not out here.
You know, I'm happy for him about Yale. It's just, I don't know, it's sad to see him go.
Yeah, you'd be sad?
Of course. I mean, we've lived a block away from each other since I was born. You know, we always used to play together as kids, and we even had this little Christmas teddy bear thing we used to pass around each year.
You remember that?
Of course I do. I mean, he's such a kind and thoughtful guy, and honestly, there's so few of them.
Well, you know, he's also really tough. He does karate. Yeah, he's got 2 stripes on his white belt. Should be a yellow belt by now, but his sensei said he cried during his test, which is insane because he almost never cries in real life, like ever.
Get it to Cece!
Oh my gosh. Remember when I told you that me and John were having a couple issues? I tried that crazy thing you told me about from college. It worked. I went.
In slow motion, Cece stares at Carrie as Carrie continues speaking. Carrie makes a downward motion with her hand. She makes a slapping motion. She mimes something flopping back and forth. Cece grimaces. On the field, the Thompson twins trip Jess.
Walker gets sliced and diced by the Switchblade sisters.
Oh.
It's a red card. Cut it from behind. I mean, you saw that, right? You saw that.
Yeah.
Can't imagine the National Scout is too pleased with this performance.
You some of that wine?
Absolutely.
Cece spits wine.
We would be remiss if we didn't talk about the very exciting work that you appear to be doing with the Riemann hypothesis. Yeah.
Solved it.
One of Hilbert's 23 unsolved problems.
Yeah, tell Hillbilly he's down to 22.
Okay, Hillbilly has been dead for 80 years.
As someone who has wrestled with Riemann,
I'm curious, which way are you leaning? True or false?
False.
Iris.
Suck it.
Take a breath.
But you know the Clay Institute offers a $1 million prize to anyone who can solve Riemann. Honestly, we would love if you could show some of your work here right now.
Thrilled.
Riemann?
The fair-haired man nods.
I thought you said Red Man. I solved his hypothesis.
The Red Man
hypothesis? From Wu-Tang?
He makes a W with his hands. At the game, Jess shifts her weight. An opponent dribbles through Jess's legs.
Cece Walker caught sleeping as that ball rolled right between her legs.
The opposing team scores.
The Daredevils with a 1-0 lead.
Oh, this is torture. You're ruining my life.
When parents yell things from the sidelines, it puts a lot of pressure on the kid.
She popped out 3 kids and she works 60 hours a week. I think she can handle a little bit of constructive criticism. I gotta get out of here.
Carrie grimaces.
That's my girl.
Cece moves toward the field.
Looks like we have a helicopter, Mom.
She vaults over a barrier and falls.
Black Hawk down.
Is that a Minecraft sticker on your water bottle?
Yeah, I love Minecraft.
You do?
Yeah.
What about Dune?
You want to talk about the original or the new one?
I actually want to talk about the novel.
Frank Herbert is my favorite author.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Any chance you're a vegetarian who's open to cloned meats?
Obviously.
Obviously, right? It's the only ethical, sensible way to be.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about cyborgs?
Robots kind of freak me out.
Sure, totally. Robots are stupid.
Hey, do you think Wyatt might want to go to Hunter's party tonight?
Hunter Drew is having a party?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll be able to hang out with him there.
I think he might be there.
All right, cool. See you, Mr. Walker.
Bye.
Ariana leaves. Bill dances on a chair.
Don't stand up on the chair. What?
Push up!
Walker!
Cece stands on the sidelines.
Hustle! Pass and move!
Come on!
Seriously, I got this. Sorry. Watch out for the sweeper! Take the shot!
The unicorns score.
Go!
Cece jumps onto the coach and hugs her. The coach pushes her off.
Okay, Mrs. Walker. I appreciate the enthusiasm, but parents are not allowed down here. Ever since that lawsuit, you know this. Come on, let's have another. Come on, bring it in. All right, you guys can't hear this. Get away. Ladies, you're giving me everything. I want more, okay? You gotta put pressure up the middle. We gotta play our game.
Excuse me. I think we gotta switch from a 4-4-2 to a 4-3-3. You need the extra attacker out there if we're gonna generate any scoring opportunities. Let me have that board, please.
That's mine. That's my board. That's
when you get that outlet pass from Ava, I want all the attackers upfield. They're gonna overcompensate, then that'll be wide open. Guys, this is what we've waited for since kindergarten.
What?
T-Mon-3.
T-Mon-3.
1-2-3-T.
1-2-3-T. Play resumes.
They've switched from a 4-4-2 to a 4-3-3.
Someone get CC the ball. She's ready.
Passes.
She's open.
A teammate lofts a pass.
There's a lob pass to CC Walker. She's wide open.
Let's go!
It's a chance for the game-winning goal!
Jess chases down the pass. She collides with the keeper. They tumble to the ground. The keeper clutches her knee. Jess looks from the ball lying in front of the goal to the injured keeper.
Okay, Jess, get it in! Do it, Mama!
You okay?
What is she doing?
I believe she's helping the opposing player.
Yeah.
You know, CC Walker's hopes for the national team dashed right in front of us.
Pretty sad day, tell you that much.
The scout frowns and leaves. Cece's face crumples. Later, she stands near center field in the empty stadium. Jess approaches.
Cece, I said I was sorry.
Well, you always said soccer doesn't make a real career. Thanks to you, it never will be.
Honey, there will be other chances at the national team.
You don't get it. Because you don't really care about me and about what actually makes me happy. You just want me to be like you, and think like you, and act like you. It's not about the national team. I just want to get away from you.
Cece jogs away. Jess's eyes shine as she stares after her. At home, Rolf tugs on a ball in Pickle's mouth.
Nine. Aus. Aus. Drop it.
Pickles lets go. Rolf throws the ball. Pickles gallops after it. Miles brings a diaper to Rolf and sets it down.
What do you want? You want me to put this diaper on you? If you understand me, bark twice. Wow.
The walkers arrive and find Rolf putting a diaper on the dog. Miles, as Pickles, sucks on a pacifier.
He's fast on time.
Rolf looks up and goes still.
He asked me to do this. Listen, I think the dog and the baby are spending too much time together.
At the observatory.
All right, time to put this day behind us and switch back.
Oh, it looks great. Okay, guys, fire it up. Let's get the show on the road.
Well, unfortunately, the old girl still ain't up and running.
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, we put the telescope back together, but we can't find a fifth lens. It's no bigger than a quarter. But it's the damnedest thing is we looked everywhere for it, and it's just gone.
Let's just go get a new one.
Dad, it's an achromatic field lens with a double convex eye.
The lens is comprised of thorium oxide.
Yeah, which has a similar crystalline structure to calcium fluoride.
With optical properties of high refractivity.
And low dispersion to
minimize chromatic aberration.
So is that something that we can get at LensCrafters, or?
Hell no, you can't pick it up at LensCrafters.
They're handmade in Switzerland.
Luzon, to be exact.
And the alignment only lasts for one more day.
You'll catch the next one.
Very funny.
Why is that funny?
Because the next alignment is in 2162.
Outside, Angelica waits by a van. The walkers approach.
Hey, my favorite family. Has everybody found the Christmas spirit?
Definitely not.
Well, maybe some Christmas caroling will help bring it out. It always helps me.
No, we're in a crisis. Are you serious?
It sounds like you need to fix what is broken.
Yeah, we have to fix the telescope, but we have to find a very specialized, specific lens.
Spock! Spock! It's a long shot, but he owes me, and SpaceX probably has the tech to fabricate the lens we need.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, I'll call that Lyft.
Angelica holds up her phone.
Guess what?
You're a Lyft driver, too.
Come on. Let's go.
She and the walkers move toward the van. The aligned planets glow in the sky. Lights glow on the outside of the walker's house. Inside.
All right, walkers. Let's try and get some sleep. Why? What's wrong? What's going on?
I was talking to Ariana earlier, and she invited me, well, you, to a party at Hunter Drew's house. And I just was really hoping to have my body back so I could. I don't like parties.
Wyatt walks away with his shoulders slumped. Bill looks toward Jess with a pleading expression.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Come on. For Wyatt.
Why is everything blurry up close? I don't. Ugh. What is it, like midnight? I'm exhausted.
It's like 7:45.
Bill and Jess sneak away.
This is kind of exciting, right?
Is it bad to say that this is the most exciting thing I've done in years?
Outside a house party, someone jumps off a roof onto a launch bag, sending another teen flying into the street.
Should we call his mother?
Sure, Jimmy's fine. Party on!
I don't think Jimmy's moving.
Inside, a DJ bobs her head and grins. People mingle and dance. Bill catches a red plastic cup as it flies toward him. At home, Cece uses a tablet.
What are you doing?
Well, I realize I have Mom's fingerprints and her face, so I can use her one touch.
Take the team to Coachella. $12,000. Bye now.
Whoa, okay. Let's see what Dad's got going on. I'm in. Oh, that's a colonoscopy.
Several women enter.
Hey, girl.
Her husband. Oh, Bill.
I should go.
Stay here. You want Bill to stay?
It's just unprecedented.
I guess Bill's staying. I'm starving. You always outdo yourself every month. We cannot wait to see what you cook for dinner.
Oh, what I cooked.
Yeah, okay. Excuse me.
Wyatt steps away.
What is going on with you two?
Yeah, I have been so worried about you ever since the soccer game. I know a cry for help when I see one.
The whole neighborhood is talking about it.
No.
Yes.
Let's get that wine going.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the party, lights flow around a large pool. A person flops into the water. A girl dances. Bill and Jess stand together. She turns and spots Ariana headed their way.
What?
Ariana's coming.
What's your plan?
What? Dude, look, I just don't want you messing this up for Wyatt.
Yeah, got it. It'll be fine, all right? Just relax.
Bill drinks.
Hey.
He spits. Ariana flinches.
Jitters.
Hi, Ariana.
Hi, Cece.
Are you okay? I heard you had a stroke at your soccer game.
Oh.
You're fine?
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
You look like you got dressed at a Goodwill. I don't think you're fine.
Hi. So sorry to interrupt. I need to speak with my wife, spouse, person right now in the kitchen.
Yep, gotta go in the kitchen. We've never been hotter. You don't even know. It's just passion, passion. Passion?
You know, my intimacy doula, Blaze, says that couples need a minimum of 12 kisses a day just to sustain a relationship. Blaze has recently been working with Harry and
We've already kissed all day. We've kissed like 14 times.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys give a kiss?
What is going on?
I think they're onto us.
What? Yeah. No, I've been gone for 2 minutes.
I think we have to kiss.
Never doing that.
Please, little mouth-to-mouth CPR.
You have to kiss me. Just do it. Quiet.
Kiss! Kiss!
Save your marriage!
Kiss!
They're like a pack of wolves.
You have to do it.
I don't want to.
We don't have a choice here.
Ew.
I'm so sorry. Just be a man. Just do it fast. Just do it.
Fight for your love.
Less talking, more kissing.
Come on.
Wyatt and Cece face each other with tight lips.
Do it.
No.
He looks like an iguana.
He keeps his eyes closed and twitches as he moves closer. Cece keeps her eyes open as their lips meet.
God!
They break apart. Wyatt grimaces. Cece's shoulders heave.
We have to talk in the kitchen.
I want to make out with him so bad.
Ariana holds a box of cheese crackers.
You want some?
Oh, no, please, no. Especially not after 6, no. Between the colonoscopy and the polyps, it's just a lot on my heart.
I'm so sorry.
We got bigger problems. Mom and Dad are gone.
What do you mean they can't be gone?
I don't know what to tell you. They're gone.
What are we going to do?
Well, the first thing we got to do is get rid of these crazy moms.
They're here for Mom's monthly supper club.
Okay, so if we give them food, they'll leave.
Yeah. We'll make them something. Mom does it all the time.
I've observed Mom making dinner thousands of times.
How hard can it be?
I'll get the chicken.
I'll get the fixins.
At the party, Jess approaches Cece's friends.
Hey, girls.
They all use their phones and don't acknowledge her.
Are we doing it for the gram?
The girl shoot looks at Jess. Her smile fades.
Whoa!
At home, the contents of a stand mixer spray across a window. A pot boils over on a stove. Bubbles spill a sink. Water sprays at the ceiling from another sink. The microwave sparks.
You know what? Give me those.
I knew it.
Right?
Awesome.
I mean, I'm not driving, right?
Bill eats some of the cheese crackers.
These are so good. I mean, it's just the cheese and the chemicals all comes together and just melts in your mouth. And
you're really into those, huh?
Yeah. I don't know, next time I'm going to be able to have these.
Cheez-Its?
Yeah. And you really got to seize the opportunity when it presents itself.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Mistletoe.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. And I would do anything
for love.
Ariana leans in for a kiss. Bill holds up the box between them.
I'm really sorry. I have to go.
He steps away. She frowns and shifts her gaze. At home.
She just doesn't look well.
She doesn't.
Honestly, I think she should.
Wyatt and Cece bring in sports drinks and various snacks.
Oh, wow. You made ants on a log.
Yeah. What's that little guy doing in the popcorn?
Thank you.
That's Elsa on a shelf.
Oh,
that's this artisanal celery?
Maddie just uploaded a TikTok. I manage her page. She just got to Hunter Drew's party and said that Wyatt is talking to Ariana.
Wait, who's doing what where?
Oh, and Cece's just dancing alone in a corner. We have to go. Party's over. Call Ralph. Oh.
I think if we had a divorce in the group, it'd be nice.
At the party, Jess swings her arms from side to side with her fingers curled like claws. She does the robot. Bill approaches.
Hey. Abort mission, okay? She tried to kiss me.
That's a good thing, right?
No, it's not. I'm 45. Do the math.
Oh, you're right. That's just a little bit weird.
A little weird? It's disgusting. I mean,
Walker, what are you doing here, man? I didn't invite you to this party, science dork.
The curly-haired boy, Hunter.
Let's just go.
Yeah. He's right, okay? We'll leave.
Jess and Bill turn to leave. Hunter shoves him. Teens stand in a circle around them. Bill turns back to Hunter.
Although, you know, I'm sorry, man, but I just want to let you know I'm not a science dork. I'm more of a science nerd.
Whatever, geek.
Ariana watches.
No, I'm such a nerd. I looked at my dad's computer and told him he had to delete all the cookies, and he threw all the Oreos in the trash.
Yeah, because your dad's the only person who will hang out with you.
I'll have you know my dad happens to think I'm pretty great.
She smiles.
You know, guys, I'm such a nerd that the only dessert I eat is pie.
3.14. That's amazing.
Tom, you'll get that one when you take geometry again.
That's it, Walker. You're dead.
Bill ducks under a punch and hits Hunter in the nose with his head. Hunter clutches his nose and departs. The party resumes.
God, what happened?
That was amazing.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
So happy we did this. I'm actually having so much fun.
Me too.
Why don't we do this more often?
What, crash high school parties in her kids' bodies?
No. I mean, go out together.
Oh, work, three kids, life.
No, this is over. We're going out more. Like we used to, all right? I miss this.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
Aren't they brother and sister?
Bust it. This is your song. Whoa.
Something's coming.
Bill clears the dance floor for Jess. She shakes her arms and hops.
Gonna get over here and join me?
Bill joins in. They perform a synchronized dance. They roll their arms, then swing their knees in and out. Other teens join them. They pump their fists to either side, then cross step and hop. Cece and Wyatt move through the crowd.
Cece Walker! Have you seen Cece Walker? Is she here?
This is a high school party.
Stay focused. Get us in there.
They approach Bill and Jess.
Wyatt! What's up, buddy?
Dad, what are you doing? You can't do this!
Just let loose a little bit, bud. Come on.
Explain, just you can explain. I'm having fun. Can you not just be happy for your mother? Moms don't dance like this.
They join the dance.
I'm having fun. You have fun in my body. But the rest of the time you are in this body, you're grounded.
I don't dance. I play Dungeons and Dragons.
These are the moments, Wyatt. These are what I'm talking about.
Okay, pattern recognition kicking in.
Don't fight the feeling.
Norepinephrine releasing.
Wyatt grins. The dancing group hops. They keep one foot in place and move the other back and forth. They bend forward, then hop again. They lean back and roll their arms. In slow motion, they continue to dance. Jess beams. She presses a hand to the back of her head and extends her other arm. She moves Bill past her toward the center of the group. Wyatt dances with a surprised expression. Cece wears an open-mouthed smile and swings her arm over her head. The walkers hop up and down in a group hug. Everyone crowds toward the exit. Ariana comes up to Wyatt.
Mr. Walker.
Ariana.
I'm so embarrassed about what happened with Wyatt.
What happened?
I don't know, just things got weird and...
She hurries away. He gapes, his brow creased. At home.
Don't you dare walk away from me, young lady.
Mom, you're a total double standard. I can't leave home to do the one thing I love, but you can just do whatever you want. Look at you. I mean, you were right about that outfit. You look fly. But I am here stuck in this hag body, and you're just out while I have your stupid friends and your psycho dog baby.
Is me having fun the problem? Because I thought the problem was me being a robot. I am Jess Walker. Your criticism does not compute. You know what? Maybe we should be having some more fun.
Yeah, we weren't there to have fun. We were trying to help out Wyatt.
Yeah, right. Yeah. When we walked in, you were literally doing the electric walker slide.
Oh, your mother and I had a small moment for the first time in 20 years. So what?
You also ruined things with Ariana, Dad.
Things are not that bad, okay? She tried to kiss me.
You stole my first kiss?
No, I pulled away.
You rejected Ariana? Gosh. On my behalf?
Dad!
Now I'm confused. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Let's get out of here. Wyatt, come on.
No, we're not done with this yet.
This is ridiculous. Done. I can't win with you.
I can't believe you left the house without permission.
Wait, you left the house without my permission, Mom.
I don't need your permission. I'm an adult.
No wonder you're so confused.
Rolf sits with Miles and Pickles.
I'm not sleeping in here. Oh. Gross.
Dad, what are you doing? Get out of here.
Don't even think about it.
Jess shuts Bill out of a bedroom.
Yep.
Wyatt shuts Bill out of another.
All right.
In a time lapse, the sky brightens over the sprawling city. In split screen, sunlight shines over different parts of Los Angeles.
Ho, 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 and feeling hot, hot, hot here on Christmas Eve. But keep the faith, people, because Santa is coming tonight. And he may just bring a Christmas miracle.
Hey, Wyatt, any news from Spock?
He says he should have the lens done by tonight.
We can last another day.
Thank goodness we got a second chance with Molson. I need you to call out sick to school and we'll go straight to my office.
Mom, wait, no. I have a math final today. It's 30% of my grade. You have to get to school.
Fine, just try and stall and I'll get there as fast as I can.
Okay, but Mom, if I am going to be you, I gotta be me.
What does that mean?
It's gonna be great.
Cece, I'll be right there.
At Jess's office, Cece wears a blue blazer and bright yellow slacks with a checkered shirt with a collar and a graphic print tie. She keeps her hair tied back in two small, high pigtails. Kara's mouth hangs open. Simone narrows her eyes. Haynes gapes. A dark-haired woman furrows her brow. A woman with a reddish bowl cut and glasses turns and stares. In a private office, Cece stands with Jess's team.
Okay, guys. Mr. Molson and his team are on their way. So we are going to present our design for Jefferson Gardens, but this time, we are going to do it as a team.
Wait. So you don't want to do it all by yourself?
No, I need help, guys. I need you all.
Well, whatever you need, your team is here to help, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, everyone has nicknames today.
Ooh, okay. Can I be Beyonce?
She doesn't remember our names.
Snakebite, did you ever play sports?
Field hockey in high school.
Team sport, my girl. Okay, there are going to be a lot of questions. So you are on defense with Ramona Quimby.
It's the bowl cut, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, team. On three. Bring it in. Okay, ready? You guys are the best. 1, 2, 3, team.
At school, Jess takes a test. She closes it and flips it over.
Well, that's everyone. I guess I can let you all go a little early. Oh, unless someone is brave enough to give the extra credit problem a try.
She raises her hand.
Cece!
The answer you're looking for is 42.
That's correct. I wasn't expecting anyone to get there.
Well, you're actually asking the wrong question here.
I am? Please, elaborate.
With pleasure. This is essentially just an architectural problem. We're solving for a curvature equation using differential geometry, but what's the vector analysis? Where are the planar quadrilaterals? And we must calculate for the cross-structural integrals. Sure, guys, math is art. Seriously? You know, just look at the quadrature of the Notre Dame or even the golden ratio of the Parthenon and even the Charminar Monument in India uses the number 4 in its intervals. Right, guys? Come on.
The other students leave. The teacher, a gray-haired South Asian man with a mustache, furrows his brow. Jess approaches.
Mr. Hollis, when do you think we'll have those results? I'm kind of worried about my grades.
Miss Walker, I think we both know where you stand.
It's really that bad, then.
What? No. I mean, the progress that you've made this semester, it's been amazing. You know, if your mom could see how hard you've been applying yourself, she'd be really proud.
Jess's eyes shine.
Thank you.
In a gymnasium.
What do you mean it's not going to be done on time?
Spock, I need that lens tonight, before the planetary alignment ends. There are astrological implications.
You're the front man. Heard great things. 10 million people watching tonight. Pressure's on. You know what they say about pressure? Burst pipes makes diamonds. Gwyneth, no more candles. Come on, blow it out.
Wyatt's brow creases. His bandmates stand on a stage.
Come on, bro. It's time. Let's roll. Come on.
Yeah.
You'll be all right? Ready to do this?
Wyatt hurries out.
Oh.
At the office.
Kara?
Mm-hmm?
You don't know this, but my daughter, she's a really good soccer player.
Yes, of course I know that. You've shown everyone here, like, no less than 1,000 videos of her playing.
I have?
Yes. She's awesome.
So I'm being a total control freak by killing a huge opportunity for her to move away from home and play with the national team next year.
Jess! You're not being a control freak. You're just doing what you think is best for Cece.
Please.
Jess, you're my boss and you're my role model. And I'd be thrilled if I could manage to balance work and family even as half as well as you can. But you've taught me that it comes with some sacrifices.
What sacrifices?
I mean, not like sacrifices, because they're for your kids, and apparently they're important. I wouldn't know. I have hamsters. But, like, sacrifices. Like how you've told me you haven't taken a vacation in, like, 5 years so that you could pay for CC soccer camps. Or how you could have had this promotion 3 years ago, but you didn't want to miss all of her games. It's what makes you the best mom I know. No, we're going to go in there. We're going to kick ass, you in that beautiful tie and those yellow pants. Girl, you can pull anything off.
Kara leaves.
Cece.
Jess enters. She and Cece share a dewy-eyed look.
I'm sorry, Mom.
No, Cece.
I didn't understand how hard your job is and everything you do for our family.
No, Cece. I'm the one who's sorry. You were right, honey. Your way works for you, and it doesn't have to be my way to be a good way. More than anything in this entire world, I just want you to be okay.
I will be okay. Because I have the best mom in the world, and that's how she raised me.
Jess's face crumples. She and Cece share a tender embrace.
Mom. We are going to W-A-L-K out of here and crush this pitch. Because walkers never quit. Come on.
In a school bathroom, Wyatt eavesdrops from a stall.
Can you guys believe this? They seriously expect us to sit up here and listen to Walker's band play music instead of us.
Didn't Mr. Walker, like, have a chance to play in Green Day?
I think it was Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath,
yeah. It was a band about color. Imagine giving up the opportunity to be a rock star. Just to be Wyatt's dad.
Like, sad.
Like, that's a bad trait.
Mr. Molson, Mr. Haynes, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak with you again. And you're safe today. No dairy for breakfast.
Okay. Let's cut through the stench of yesterday's meeting and talk to you about our beautiful building on 7th and Main.
That's right. Yeah.
Jess.
Cece and Jess check their phones. Texts read, help, can't find Wyatt, need the Walker family.
Jess, is everything all
What's
right, Jess?
What's going on right now? Guys.
What are we doing?
Okay.
Is everything...
Come on, guys.
Is everything okay?
You're singing again.
No, Mr. Molson, I'm so sorry. My family needs me. But I'm proud to leave you in the very capable hands of this team. They know these plans better than anyone. They'll take you through every detail. You've got it, guys.
We got it.
Yes, hold on, Jess. Jess?
Jess and Cece leave.
So starting with the exterior garden.
In the gym, a large crowd faces the stage.
You not hear that? We want the show! Where's your guy? Where's your guy? Just one more minute. I don't have a minute.
Wyatt, where's your dad, man?
I don't know, Lake. I can't find him.
We passed on a synchronized swim band for this.
Dad, help! We got ourselves to go. Where is Wyatt?
Look everywhere. I'm really worried.
Let's go.
In a school hallway.
Wyatt?
Wyatt, where are you, son?
Come on, dude, you're freaking us out.
I'll check the science wing. You guys got the east and west corridors, okay?
Okay.
In the bathroom.
Hey, Wyatt!
Hi, Dad.
Wyatt? Wait, what do you do, man? Come on, wipe it up. We gotta go on stage.
I really wish I could. I can't. I'm not like you, Dad. I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
I heard these kids talking about how you were in a band that went on to be huge, but you had to settle for being my dad.
I may have been in a band that went on to become a huge success, but so what?
Wyatt emerges from the stall.
Well, which band was it?
Maroon 6.
Isn't it Maroon 5?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do I miss it sometimes? Yeah. I mean, it's hard to accept that your glory days are behind you, but would I trade what I have now for anything? No way. Being your dad has been the rock and roll adventure of a lifetime.
Bill and Wyatt share a smile. They embrace.
Love you, buddy.
You know, I love you, Dad.
Cece and Jess come in.
Wyatt, you okay?
I'm not doing the show. And I'm pretty sure Yale is not going to be calling.
Yeah, and Dad Alive is no longer living.
If it makes you feel any better, I think my dreams of playing for the national soccer team pretty much shot.
Yeah, and I think I can say I no longer work at Atlas.
I haven't heard anything from Spock about the lens, so.
Jess steps forward and takes Wyatt's hand. The walkers stand in a circle with their hands clasped. They share a group hug. Wyatt lifts his head. His lips part.
Wait. Tell me that it's for the family Christmas videos.
What do you mean?
When I'm with you guys, I'm not afraid.
Cece grins, her eyes shining.
It's just like when we were kids. It's just us.
Yeah, we'll all be right there.
Right behind you.
Okay. Go, go, go.
On stage, Wyatt strums a guitar. The walkers stand at mics nearby.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
In the crowd, Hunter scoffs.
You better not bow. I'm telling you why.
The promoter, a bald man with glasses, gapes.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Walkers are losers!
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wyatt grins.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, so you better be good for goodness sake.
Hunter purses his lips and shrugs. Ariana grins.
Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The crowd jumps up and down. The band rocks out. Ariana locks eyes with Bill and pumps her eyebrows. He points at Wyatt. Kara, Haynes, Mr. Molson, and others from Atlas stand among the crowd. The promoter grins.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
I love you, Wyatt!
He knows if you've been bad or good. So you better be good.
You better be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
turns and beams at his family. Hunter's eyes shine.
I'm so sorry.
Dad or alive? I was not expecting that. Dad or alive? You're going to Hollywood!
I'm proud of you, son. You did it. You did it. Good job.
Good job. Jess! Jess!
Kara and company come on stage.
Amazing! Mr. Molson, I can explain.
There's no need. Kara insisted I tell you in person.
I did.
Your team delivered that pitch perfectly. I'm awarding you the Jefferson Gardens Project. Congratulations!
We got it! We did it!
Way to go, partner.
Partner? What about me?
You're fired.
Ho, ho, ho! Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Wyatt! I'm Wyatt. There's been a ripple in the space-time continuum or a glitch in the simulation. I'm in my father's body.
Makes sense.
Do you have the lens?
Spock opens a case and slaps Bill's hand away.
Depends. You still got that Charizard you told me about?
My first edition PSA rated 10 holo Charizard card? How dare you?
Oh, I dare.
That's my prized possession.
More prized than your own body?
Wyatt scowls and takes out a Charizard in a plastic case on a lanyard.
Take it.
Take it. Nice doing business with you.
We got the lens.
We got it.
We got the lens?
Yeah.
How much time is left until the planets fall out of alignment?
37 minutes.
To get across town, we'll need a rocket ship.
At home, the garage door opens. The walkers face Bill's restored convertible.
You ask for a rocket ship? I give you a 69 Yanko Camaro.
Mom, we need pickles and miles.
Wait, who's gonna drive?
Look, we'll do it together, okay?
Wyatt and Bill sit in the front.
All right, kiddo. I got shifting and steering. You got the gas, the brake, and the clutch.
What's the clutch?
It's the other pedal.
There's three pedals?
This is your plan.
I didn't say it was a good one.
Hit it!
The convertible reverses down the driveway and skids to a stop on the street.
Whew. Okay, rough start, but, you know, we're learning, all right? Here we go.
Okay.
When I say gas it, you just...
Wyatt accelerates. They swerve between cars on a bridge.
God, which way do we take?
Take the 110 to the 101.
No.
The game's just ended. Downtown will be a parking lot.
Well, then what?
We could get off in Western and go up through Koreatown into Little Armenia.
Look, we just need to get to the 101 North.
No, Harry Styles had a concert at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, man, that'll be a One Direction nightmare, huh?
Not the time,
yeah,
Dad.
Yeah, sorry.
How about we take the 10 to the 110 to the 101 South to the 5, get off at Los Feliz?
That is a very strange route. Somebody make a decision.
There's not going to be a decision. There's gridlock on the bridge.
The car stops behind standstill traffic.
Guys, we're not going to make it.
Jess glances at Cece. Wyatt adjusts his grip on the steering wheel.
We are going to make it. Because walkers never quit.
Wyatt shifts forward and veers to the left, crashing through a construction barrier. The car drops onto a deserted street. Pieces break off. He swerves, sideswiping a pair of dumpsters. He drives through a line of plastic posts.
This is not a video game!
It feels like one!
They hit a bump. The lens flies onto the hood.
The lens! The lens bounced out!
It's on the hood! It's on the hood!
I am getting the lens!
Oh, watch out for my big booty, Judy!
I got it! Careful!
Cece climbs onto the hood. The others hold her legs.
Hurry up! Hurry up!
Her mouth drops open as cars cross an intersection ahead. She grabs the lens. Cece climbs back into the back seat. In the middle of the intersection, the car spins wildly. The passenger door swings open. A passing truck hits it and rips it off. The car skids to a stop.
Oh, man, my door.
Good news. Car still looks pretty cherry on this side.
Wyatt opens the driver door. Another truck hits it and snaps it off. Bill frowns.
Shall we?
The car fishtails as they drive down a damp road. At a red light, the battered car slows to a stop. The walkers smile.
We're gonna make it.
The car collapses. One of the front wheels breaks off. Pieces of the car fall to the pavement. The walker smiles fade.
What?
Angelica pulls up beside them in her van.
Angelica? What are you doing here?
I think you need a little Christmas miracle. Get in.
Later, the van arrives at Griffith Observatory. The walkers climb out. They rush into the telescope room.
We have it! Go, go, go!
Wyatt slips on the freshly mopped floor. The lens flies out of his hand, soaring high into the air. He stretches his hand out as it falls. The lens shatters on the concrete floor.
No, no, no.
Wyatt's face crumples. Bill gapes. Cece's eyes shine.
It's not your fault.
Holding the baby, Jess wears a downcast expression. Miles, as Pickles, nuzzles at something in the baby's hand.
No, Miles or Pickles or whoever you are.
He holds the original lens.
It's in his mouth.
What you got, boy?
He drops it in Wyatt's hand.
It's the original lens.
Miles must have picked it up and put it in Santa's pocket.
We still have 10 seconds.
Oh, I love you, you little magpie.
Go.
They rush up to the telescope. Wyatt fiddles with the lens and eyepiece.
Come on, Wyatt, go.
He fits it in and looks through, viewing the aligned planets.
Okay, we're good.
You did it.
Everybody wish you were back in your original body.
The walkers group hug and close their eyes.
Everybody say Merry Christmas.
A light flashes along the crest of Jupiter, then goes out. Cece as Jess looks at Jess as Cece.
Mom, you're me. You're me.
I don't understand. I feel the same.
Yeah, me too.
Wyatt as Bill presses his forehead to the dog's head.
It didn't work.
Bill, as Wyatt, rubs Wyatt's back. Outside, lights illuminate the observatory's facade. Angelica's van drives away.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
It pulls up in front of the Walker House.
Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow.
The Walkers get out. Angelica wears a soft smile.
Hey, thanks for the ride.
Just for the record, we did what you said. We fixed the telescope. It didn't work, but...
I didn't say anything about a telescope. I says fix what is broken.
Merry Christmas, Angelica.
Merry Christmas, Cece.
Cece tilts her head and raises her eyebrows slightly. She gives a tight-lipped smile.
So I'm offering...
In the house, the Walkers step into the living room.
Oh, I forgot the presents.
Okay, Mom.
Kids from 1 to 92.
Well, whatever happens next, we'll get through it together.
They grab blankets and sit together on the couch, smiling.
Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
They lay the blankets across their laps and snuggle together. They close their eyes. Outside, a light flickers inside Angelica's van. String lights on the house flash. A breeze sends dead leaves skittering across the patio. A bicycle falls over. The van drives away. The Christmas decorations flicker. Snowflakes fall from the dark, partly cloudy sky. In the morning.
Dada? Dada?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm.
Jess, as herself, taps the real Bill's cheek. Her brow furrows as she opens her eyes. She looks at the dog.
Emma. Out, out.
Wake up.
Out.
I think we're back. Cece?
Wyatt?
I think. Yes. They're back. Are you back?
Is that you?
Guys, it's look, it's snowing.
Snowing?
That's a miracle.
Oh, my knees.
Jess and Wyatt embrace. Cece jumps on the couch. Pickles pees.
So I can eat ice cream. You can, honey. Eat all the ice cream you want.
Buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a wonderful baby doggy?
The Walkers look into a mirror.
Wyatt?
Mom. Cece.
Dad.
Yes, buddy. Beautiful
buddy. Oh, buddy.
Wyatt, as himself, takes out his phone.
I just got an email.
Yell says I'm not ready yet.
Bill, as himself, shifts his gaze, his mouth open. Ariana stands at the window. Wyatt steps out.
Ariana, hi.
Hey. Merry Christmas.
She gives him a present, a teddy bear with mistletoe on it.
Mr. Mistletoe.
That's just to keep you company when you're gone.
I'm actually not leaving.
Wyatt looks toward his family inside as they embrace.
But it's okay, because
these last couple of days I've really had the time to realize what's important to me, and Hale's not going anywhere. I just feel like if I leave now, I'm just going to miss out on way too much.
Like what?
Well, sharing Mr. Mistletoe with you.
He holds the teddy bear up between him and Ariana. She parts her lips and moves closer. They share a brief kiss.
Are you kidding me? That's how you know it's cake.
She smiles and steps away.
So Minecraft leader?
Yeah, of course.
All right, we'll go on my server. Yours is a little cluttered.
It's not.
Excuse me. Is this Cece Walker's house?
The national team scout.
Yeah, well, I'll grab her right now.
Thank you.
Wyatt heads inside. Cece emerges. The scout grins.
Cece? Alex Sullivan from the U.S. national team.
Mr. Sullivan, I know who you are.
My flight got delayed because of this snowstorm, so I thought I'd come in person and give you the news. We'd like to officially give you another chance.
Really? Even after that horrible game?
We're looking for two things in our players. Good soccer, good character. I've seen your tapes. I know you're a great soccer player. When I saw you give up a game-winning goal to help an injured opponent, I knew you had both.
Oh my gosh. Can you just hold on for one second? Hey, Mom?
Cece goes to get Jess.
It's a miracle. This is the rep from the national team, and he just offered me another chance.
But I'm saying no, right?
Wait. No.
Right. I'm so sorry.
No, we're saying yes. You have to say yes. And look, if soccer is the thing you love, I'll be at every game.
Really?
Try and stop me.
Thank you.
Cece hugs Jess. They turn to face the scout and smile.
Okay, I have no idea what.
Yes! Yes!
Great. This is yours.
Thank you.
You have the tryout.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
He gives Cece a team shirt and steps away. The rest of the family emerges. Snow continues to fall. They move down to the yard. Wyatt dances with pickles in his arms. Jess grabs a handful of snow and tosses it skyward. Cece holds Miles and beams at Bill. Jess and Bill kiss. Angelica watches from her van.
With those holiday greens.
Merry Christmas, Walker!
She drives away. The walkers step out toward the street and gaze after her, beaming. Text appears on a still image of the family. Merry Christmas, the Walkers. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Dakota Green. Voiced by Tony Gannon. Credits play over bloopers. Directed by Mick G.
I'm so sorry. You're kissing your mother. It was also your sister.
Don't so sorry.
Upon meeting, you seem more like a middle-aged man of middling intelligence.
Low?
Middling to low intelligence. Sort of an Ed Helms type.
What are your safety schools?
Bazooka, Mark.
Drink it ugly and it'll work.
I am a 50-year-old refined person.
I am an ungrateful malcontent who has no idea the kind of sacrifices people make for me.
Beelzebub, Mark.
Sorry, I can't hear you because I have my earbuds.
Threw it in his face, he caught it, threw it back, bounced it. Oh, you saved my marriage.
Ow! Ah, I tore a hammy. Go on without me.
You have nothing to worry about. Your puppy and the baby are very capable. I'm so sorry.
Are they going to kill us? They're freaking out.
Can you unshave my legs?
That's how you do it, ladies.
That's not how I thought my life would turn out. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah,
coach. Yeah, Susie?
I can't breathe.
Oh. He's laughing at me.
Please leave this room and never return.
Has she cracked?
Emma.
Hey.
Is that?
Yeah.
I'm on a new cleanse where I just eat everything. And then that's it.
Wyatt, as Bill, shudders as he moves his lips towards Cece as Jess. At the party, the Walkers dance together and beam. Screenplay by Victoria Strauss and Adam Steichill. Screen story by Victoria Strauss. Based on the book Bedtime for Mommy by Amy Krauss Rosenthal. Produced by Lawrence Gray, PGA. Ben Everard, PGA. Nicole King Salaka, PGA. Jennifer Garner, PGA. McGee, PGA. Mary Viola, PGA. Executive producers, David Hyman, Jason Rosenthal, Victoria Strauss. Director of photography, Mark Spicer, ACS. Production designer, Jennifer Spence. Edited by Brian Olds. Costume designer, Susie DeSanto. Co-producers, Max King, Robbie Cherno, Cyrus Mojibi, Patrick Wade, Lawrence Cow, Lloyd Everard. Music by Pintar Toprak. Music supervisor, Rob Lowry. Casting by Justine Arteta, CSA, and Kim Davis-Wagner, CSA. Jennifer Garner, Ed Helms, Emma Myers, Brady Noon, and Rita Moreno. Bashir Salahuddin, Matthias Schweighofer, Zosha Rockmore, Ilya Isarolis-Palino, Paul Scheer, Fortune Feimster. A film by McGee. A Gray Matter, Linden Productions, Wonderland Sound, and Vision Production. Credits continue. thanks to Oliver the Frenchie. Copyright 2023 Netflix.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.